Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Having a great visit with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar, Chief Home Officer, the author of Safe at Home, the author of Home Office Know-How, the author of Teleworking and Telecommuting. You're starting to get the picture. He lives in the world of micropreneurs for 26 years now, Jeff, has it been for us? We started saying it's 26 years, isn't it? No.
Absolutely.
No, 89.
It was 89.
Yeah, 26 years. That's right. 26. And we both started our small businesses the same year. And so he's been a sole proprietor for a micropreneur for all this time. I, after a few years, decided I needed some help and
therapists wouldn't take it.
Many people are still saying,
open an office.
Many people still say I still need help. So, okay, one of the things that we talked about earlier this week with one of our content experts, one of our marketing experts, Jeff, was that the five most important media. Content mediums to use, and number one for him was video.
Video, absolutely.
And you know, I've been encouraging people to get a phone video camera, whatever it takes, and get out there and show people how to do stuff, how to use what you sell, how to fix it, how to maintain it, how to replace a part, how to do different things with it, how to enjoy it. And post that stuff on your social media, on your website, and the ability to do that's getting easier and easier, isn't it?
Absolutely, it's getting easier and it's getting cheaper. So what we're seeing is, you know, it's interesting because, and I don't know if it's still the case, but about 4 or 5 years ago, we were having this conversation, and I'd come across a stat that said the second most used search bar on the internet after Google was YouTube. And I use YouTube, and we've discussed this, where I use YouTube when I'm trying to learn, you know, how to use a specific function within a program.
It's amazing what you find in that.
Or if I want to learn a lick on the drums, you know, a certain fill, I'll go there for that. Robbie, my wife, will learn a stitch for crochet.
One of the light bulbs went out in the front on my headlight of my car. My truck.
Absolutely.
Guess what?
I did the same
thing. The mechanic where I took it did not know how to take all the stuff off. I pulled up a YouTube video and showed him how to take it apart.
And look at what the examples we're looking at. It was a knitting store.
It wasn't even a manufacturing video. It was some guy. Thank you.
Right. Some guy is the one who's going to put it up there, and hopefully you're going to, if you're proximate, if you're near him, or if he sells product online, he's going to be able to upsell or sell product down the road, or just get in your memory banks. But the key is that video has become a critical part of what we do, and there's so many ways to do it. Whether you have a smartphone, Android or iPhone or whatever, that is capable of, and they're getting so much better at shooting video, and then online from the road.
Now we used to have the little I've forgotten the name of the little video camera, but they went away almost overnight because our cameras started having pretty darn good videos.
The phones started having those camera capabilities.
I mean the phones started
having good videos. Yeah, absolutely. You're talking about the flip, probably.
The flip, that's it.
The
now,
flip.
But
and,
you're
yeah, I mean,
are you
got
telling
bought
me
by,
that,
like, Citrix or Cisco,
right,
and they, like, put it to bed.
Are you telling me, though, that there's a new, not GoPro, but a new other kind of camera that you can use?
Well, there's several of them, and some are kitschy and small.
Why would you use that instead of your phone, though?
Well, you would use a GoPro, which is one that the athletes use.
That's a different application, right?
It's generally a more rugged application. Mm-hmm. So, for example, if you run outdoor tours, if you manufacture bikes, kayaks, if you put things on cars, and you want to take a new angle,
or if you're showing people how to fix something, and you're looking at what you're fixing, and you want them to look down on your hands, and you're talking about how you manipulate this with this finger and that sort of thing, it's perfect for that.
Right, because it's mountable.
It goes right over your
rugged.
Right point of view. It's called
point of view. So it's mountable and it's rugged, so that you're able to shoot videos, whether it's point of view, whether it's mounted somewhere. Because imagine you've got your smartphone in your hand, you got to get one of those Gorilla Grips or whatever the thing's called,
and you can. Do- Or you can do it,
steady your camera.
You can do it by yourself. You don't have to have somebody holding the camera.
But the point is, we take advantage of these things now, and they're point and play, silly, simple, and really effective. And truly, you don't need a 12-year-old to show you how to use it. It's something that
people love it.
Absolutely.
And folks, if you're a small business and you got video on your website, people will think you're cool. They'll think you're with it. They'll think you're hip.
Absolutely. And beyond that, it becomes searchable and becomes part of the archive that is the internet. And if you run a website and if you run social media and you want people to find you, you have to be posting content regularly to the web. So you're posting a video, you're posting a description of what the video is all about, preferably with a couple hundred words written in there, so with all the keywords that you need about the industry, about the product, about the service, about your name, and putting it out there so people will find you. And again, it endears you to your audience because hopefully it's something that they need and they will appreciate having found it.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com is the website. You can find Jeff on Twitter, on Facebook, so check all that out. He's all over the place. And find his books there on his website as well, and all the things that he does. Jeffrey, thank you for being here as always. Come back soon.
Always a pleasure, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Jeff Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.